It was about that time that the mother of Zebedee, of the Zebedee brothers, came with her two sons and knelt before Jesus with a request. "What do you want?" Jesus asked. She said, "Give your word that these two sons of mine will be awarded the highest places of honour in your kingdom. One at your right hand," that's this side, "and one at your left hand." Or it was about this time that the mum of the Collinson brothers came with her two sons with a request. For those of you who don't know, I am the mum of two sons. Without permission, here is a photo of them on the screen. Yes, I'm the shortest one in the family. And on reflection, I think that I am possibly, maybe, some others in this room may have had times when we believe that our sons, our children, should be awarded places of honour. For me, this may not be on either side of Jesus, but dare I admit it, there have been times when in my humble and my basketball expertise opinion that they should have been selected in certain teams or put on the court at certain times or been given the ball by their teammates, perhaps even last Wednesday night, during crucial moments of the game. Because if I was going to back anybody, I am going to back my two kids. If someone was going to be the hero and win the game, then why shouldn't it be my child? Lord, grant that one of these two sons of mine would hit the winning shot from half court. Jesus says, "You don't know what you're asking. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Well, this is the teaching of Jesus. There is this wonderful passage that would be well known to many of you in Philippians 2 that says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, this is the teaching of Paul. We must have the same mindset that Christ Jesus had. By the time Paul was writing this passage of Scripture, people had already experienced the true humility of Jesus through his death on the cross. But for Paul, all the way through Paul's writings in Scripture, his theology and action were always bound together. And in these verses, we have the perfect model of this. We just heard before that Jesus also said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. While Paul said, he, that is Jesus, humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. But Paul also said that in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. This passage is not only about being impressed by Jesus. It is about following his example of humility as one who came to serve, not to be served. This passage helps us, shows us how we should act as parents, as children, as perhaps brothers or sisters, spouses, friends, selvos, co-workers. In my relationships, in my relationship with Dave, with my kids, with each of you, I ought to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, we will be reflecting and celebrating the resurrection and eternal life that we have because of the cross of Easter. But the cross also serves as an example of the lives that we are to live each and every day, not just at Easter. The cross reminds us that we should be living lives of humility, lives of self-sacrifice through acts of love, just as Jesus did. Jesus was not about status. He was not about power. He wasn't about name dropping. And I've probably said this to you before, but he doesn't go around, I mean, he does tell people that God is his father, but it's not like, do you know who my dad is? You know, he's not like that. He wasn't about being seen in a good light. Seems he couldn't have cared less about that. It says that he made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, the lowest of low in his society, being made in human likeness. Jesus ate with the sinners, the tax collectors. He washed people's feet, which you know grosses me out, even though he was and still is the Son of God. He wasn't concerned with eating with the wealthy people or the in crowd. He was happy mixing with the whosoever. Jesus humbled himself. You know, humility can be difficult to understand and is often misguided because it's not about beating ourselves up or feeling less of ourselves or perhaps even feeling like we are failures. I've shared with you before that C.S. Lewis gives this really helpful definition that says humility is not thinking less of yourself, but rather it is thinking of yourself less. I love that. If we want to imitate Jesus, this is what we need to do. We need to think of ourselves less and, in humility, value others above ourselves, not looking to our own interests, but each of us to the interests of others. I must say that I love that it is the Apostle Paul who teaches these things because it illustrates how humility can come even to perhaps the most arrogant person. When we first hear about Paul, or Saul as he was known then, in the book of Acts, it says in Acts that he was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. That was until he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And this radical transformation happened, turning his pride, perhaps his control, his authoritarian nature, his I'm better than all of you personality, into true humility. His life was transformed, and throughout Scripture, he later described himself as the least of the apostles, or the very least of the saints. Or he said, I am the foremost of a sinner. He perhaps wasn't thinking less of himself, but he was thinking of himself less. In fact, as Paul matures in his faith, which he does all the way through, as we do, he appears to move deeper into this posture of humility. He knew that his security was in Christ, and he became more deeply anchored in the person of Jesus and in his relationship with his Lord and Saviour. And choosing this kind of humility, it's not a weakness. It is a strength. It's courageous. It's courageous to put others before ourselves. It's courageous to let go of the need to be right, to be first, to be noticed. In a world that constantly urges us to promote ourselves in all different ways, predominantly on social media, even to elevate ourselves to paint a perfect picture of our lives, Jesus calls us to live countercultural to the world and to lower ourselves in love for him and others. We have a Saviour who did not hold onto status, but instead chose the path of humility. Light of the world, you stepped down into darkness, not up. He came to serve, not to be served. He came and he gave himself fully. In this season of Lent, as we've considered the lives of the desert fathers and mothers, we've been encouraged to look at the lives that they lived. If you want to come on Thursday night, we'll be looking at Moses the Strong. People who were willing to live lives of humility, stepping out of circumstances, giving up what they knew, what they had, perhaps stepping down rather than up. But here is the best news, the hope that we have, because humility is not the end of the story. Because it says in the next part of Philippians that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The one who humbled himself was lifted up. Lifted up so that every knee would bow before him. That's exactly what we're doing here this morning. Bowing before our humble Jesus. So what might it look like for us? For us to choose humility this week in a world where we are where we are encouraged to elevate ourselves. Perhaps it's as simple as being humble in a conversation where we do not speak, but we simply listen to the other person. Perhaps it's in serving when nobody is looking. Perhaps it's letting go of pride, extending grace. Perhaps it's like being honest. Honest with how life is really going, rather than painting a grand picture of what we think life should be. I said before, this passage is not only about being impressed by Jesus. It is about following his example of humility as one who came not to be served, but to serve. It's about having the same mindset as Christ Jesus in our relationships. It's about being shaped, about being people who choose to live lives of humility as we love and as we serve our Lord and Saviour and others. Shall we pray? God, we are so grateful for the gift of Jesus, the one who came to this earth and humbled himself, came as a human, lived amongst the marginalized, the poor, was willing to step out and down into the darkness of this world. And so, Lord, for us as your people, Lord, I pray this prayer for myself and for my friends here and those watching online today, that we would be able to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. That in our relationships with others, that we would be able to love and serve them, not wait to be served, not wait to be elevated, to be talked up, but to have the heart of Jesus. Lord, as we edge closer to this Easter season, Lord, I pray that this would be true for each one of us. That as we acknowledge and remember again what you did for each one of us on that cross, Lord, that we will never forget what that cost. You came as the Saviour of the world, as an example for each of us as to how we should live in loving and serving you and others. Thank you for the lessons that we learn from Scripture. But even greater than that, thank you that you are still a God who can transform lives, that you can take our pride, perhaps our arrogance, perhaps our big-notedness, and you can change it into humility so that we may love and serve others with the same mindset that Jesus had.